This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a saber gun and humans and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Honk and
horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
What was that last one?
It's called Tokyo Melody by Helmut Zacharias.
Helmut Zacharias?
Helmut.
Like you put...
Like he came from hell, a dog from hell.
Helmut.
Helmut.
I thought motorcycle helmet.
Helmut. Don't forget to put on your helmet.
Hey, you. Well, I'm issuing you a ticket for not wearing a helmet.
Give me a ticket for a deal, boy. Get old big, go beat the brand way. Lonely dead or gone, I'm a going home. My baby.
Put on the helmet. Hi, everybody.
See.
Welcome to the show. One of the most important parts of the show is telling you where we'll be in the real world. So let me give you a couple of those. On 5/17, Steve has a marijuana movie night called Midwin Movies.
Yeah.
The Green Room in Sherman Oaks. Steve, you want to talk about Midwin Movies, Movie 1?
Oh, yeah, dude. Movie 1 is a big ol' honking good time. You come out, you chill out, you vibe out, and then you laugh out.
And then you eat out.
And then you blast out when you get home, because you're going to be so... we're going to edge you all night. Me and Matt Robb watch a movie with you and make weird sounds and weird things happen on the screen while the movie's happening, and weird things happen to you, the audience, as well. But don't worry,
weird
super
things
chill.
Happen?
Well, you might have a snack purchased for you.
That's weird as fuck.
But I think everybody gets free joints and there's like cool stuff in there, and it's a real good time. Everyone got super blasted because the room gets hot boxed. So come on out to the Green Room, May 17th. That's tonight.
That is tonight.
Maybe you'll have a good time. I don't know. Mike, you have something happening on the same night.
I have two things. One is a dog show at Fluffology. I'm going to be doing stand-up for dogs. And if you want to tell your friends where my career is at, I'm doing stand-up for dogs on 5/17 at 8 p.m. And then at 10 p.m., so you can come maybe after Steve's show to the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I'll be doing stand-up there. On the 29th, I'm running my Human Romance show, which is my dating show that's been going pretty awesome for the past couple months at the West Side Comedy Theater at 9 o'clock. So come to that. That'll be fucking awesome. On the 31st, I'm doing another stand-up show for dogs because why not? At the Annenberg Pet Space. On June 5th, I have a show in Sherman Oaks. On June 7th, that's the next Surrounded at the world-famous Hollywood Improv. Back in the lab at 7:30 and 9:45. Putting together a stellar lineup for that. Come get horned up at that. On August 29th, we're bringing Surrounded to the San Jose Improv. That place is huge, so if you're anywhere in Northern California or up in the San Jose, San Francisco area, that's the one you got to buy tickets to. That's going to be awesome. Pretty sure the ticket link is up for that on the Improv website. And then we jump all the way to October 6th, I'll be in Cleveland. October 9th, I'll be in Boston. And October 10th, I'll be in Brooklyn. The Boston and Brooklyn shows, I believe, tickets are available on MikeFalzone.com. You could also sign up for updates. And when I'm going to be in your area,
818-722. That's the whole number, huh?
That's the whole number. 818-722-8682.
There
sign
it
up
is.
For that text list.
I felt like something was up with that phone number.
Something was a little fishy with that number.
Mike, give me a little something out of there, will you? This
what
is the switch that turns it on.
Is that what you wanted?
That is what I wanted.
Is that all you wanted?
I just had to scan you really quick because I know you've been out doing a lot of comedy shows.
Do I have COVID?
You never know. Uh-oh, what was that?
I didn't see which part
Let's
you went
check
over.
The
I didn't see which part you went over, but that part has COVID.
Hang on, let me take some notes here.
Okay. Good? Dude, some people's girlfriends listen to this show one time only.
I mean, come on. Let's have a little fun sometimes.
Those people's girlfriends include our girlfriends.
Listen, there's too many podcasts where everyone's like, we've got a schedule and we've got a thing to stick to. And it's really serious. And I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying it's really serious.
We should do a true crime podcast. And then when the forensics guy came in and gathered up samples of all the cum.
We could do true crime, but make up the crime. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that's cum, all right. This is like broken robots had a podcast.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think I feel honored if someone said you guys are like two robots.
Dude, when AI takes over, this is going to be the most popular podcast in the world. Like, we can't duplicate it.
We can't. We've been analyzing Born Hungry for 3 millennia.
Dude, we're the thing that defeats AI. Because they can't replicate the podcast.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty good.
Because it's either this is the hardest podcast to replicate or the absolute easiest podcast to replicate. But it's nothing in between.
Okay, so the movie opens with us recording the podcast. It's like an episode and the credits are rolling over it and there's different shots of the table. You can see E.T. in the dress.
Yeah. And it's the theme song that everybody likes or that everybody hates?
The one that one guy hates.
He does. He's so passionate about it. Dude, I don't see the video episodes all the time, but there's always that comment like, day six of hating the fuck out of this fucking shit. Then so many people under him being like, stop watching it.
I responded to one of them and said, for as many weeks as you've been counting this is how many more weeks it stays.
You should know that we don't care.
No, we don't care.
You should know that.
Honestly, like, I like it a lot. I think it's quite a funny...
Dude, the effort that went into that fucking song.
Yeah.
You appreciate the effort.
And then
it's not about...
It aligns with the vibes, too.
Imagine
with us.
Imagine... tailoring this podcast to what one person wants.
Right.
This podcast is about what two people want, and they're sitting at this table.
Right.
a fault.
And guess what?
It's really hurt our business.
The audio version of this has been free forever. And the video
Since
version,
when?
Too.
That's not what we discussed at the beginning. Dude, I had a DM conversation with a dude who was like, you guys should do a podcast because I miss the SourceFed podcast. And I've just been, since SourceFed ended, he had been listening to the SourceFed podcast over and over.
And nothing else?
And he DM'd me and I said, did you take a look through what I have to offer on Instagram? Because half of my content is clips. Imagine re-listening to the SourceFed podcast every day since SourceFed ended.
And not realizing that everyone who's been on it has their own thing.
If you think someone is dead, just throw their name in Google and just see what it
see
spits
what
out.
Happens.
Yeah. Chances are they have a podcast. Anyone you could think of. Gordon Ramsay has a podcast.
Dude, David Duchovny has a podcast.
Thank God.
David Duchovny.
Yeah.
It's about...
What?
It's about Californication.
What? Like, stop it, David Duchovny.
Stop, David Duchovny.
You're taking the ad revenue from everybody when you get on there and
do that. Yeah, there is... They create the curve, and they don't even know
that. Why are you doing that? Get out of here.
Because they got to stay rich, because they want a pool in their den.
Go on Twitch.
They're bringing back conversation pits, and they're in-ground conversation pits.
Imagine how much more interesting it would be if David Duchovny was playing Tetris on Twitch.
Imagine. A lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
And the crowd goes wild.
I can't believe David Duchovny has a podcast. The movie opens with the toys on the table.
Uh-huh.
And it's us doing our dumb shit show, and there's horn sounds, and it's fucking bonkers. But it's like best of episode happening right before your eyes. Good bits are happening, and everyone's laughing, and then it cuts, hard cut, the White House. Smash cut to the president. Mr. President. I think this is it.
What are you talking about, Major? I'm having lunch with my daughter in 15 minutes. And you know, nothing's more important to me than having lunch with my daughter. Not even the United States of America.
I don't know how I got voted in. My priorities are all out of whack.
I'm a family man. What can I say?
Mr. President, it's finally happened. Aliens are coming for us. They're going to invade the U.S. Uh-oh, they already started.
Man, this plot advances fast. And this is the first minute and a half.
Then the whole rest of the movie is like a fucking, like, apocalyptic, like, battle to save humanity from aliens movie. Yeah. You never see us again.
No.
And then there's a scene where one of the alien warriors is in Timmy's room, and he's shooting up the place. He's firing his guns, and the Nintendo Switch explodes. And there's lasers flying everywhere.
Ma, help, these lasers flying everywhere.
So, and Timmy somehow avoids.
What is it?
Timmy somehow avoids all the lasers. Timmy's Catherine Zeta-Jones is out of the way of the lasers. He's nimble. He's a nimble boy.
That was so
Somebody
lives it. This is just in Timmy's room. Why is Timmy's room the epicenter of the War of the Worlds?
And so,
dude, your glasses are wacky right
because
now.
I'm laughing so hard. It's like fogging them up. Oh,
where does the air come from?
Do you have eye air? Space is where air comes from.
Looking at Kevin, like
comes
he knows
from space.
Kevin, can we look that up?
And so what happens is he's got a stereo in there, and he was listening to Dynamic Banter, and the plug comes out. Lasers? And the plug comes out, and the speakers blast the rest of that episode that started the movie.
Yeah.
And the aliens, kind of like in Mars Attacks, they're like...
and their little heads explode?
Their heads explode.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's something about this fucking podcast that's making the aliens die.
Yeah.
And it becomes the world's most... It's like Bill and Ted, how they become like the biggest rock stars.
Yeah. They make guns that shoot our podcast.
Yeah. They're like, it turns out it's like pretty good against... aliens.
It's not good for your girlfriend, but it is pretty good for aliens.
Laser. Oh, I think we can make that movie, dude. I don't care how much it costs.
I don't care if that one guy who hates the theme song doesn't watch the movie.
That's not my concern.
We'll make it back.
What's going on, Mike?
So much.
There's just so much going on. I'm trying to get my mama the new Whoopi book.
Yeah, we gotta get it to her, dude. It's Mother's
Day. It's already been Mother's Day. This episode comes out in like a month or something.
I wonder if we were able to do it. Here's the plan. Today, after the show, we take a stack of paper and we write what we believe to be the Whoopi book. And then we send it to her. Yeah, let me start up.
Dear me, I'm Whoopi. That's me. Just so you know, this is about me, Whoopi.
Really stretching it out.
Me? Where was Whoopi born? Shit, I should check out Wikipedia.
Erase that. Where was I born?
Where was I born, Whoopi Goldberg? I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Your mom was like, Mijo, I love this book.
You know, we watched Whoopi Goldberg hide from criminals.
In Sister Act 3.
And in Sister Act. We've seen her do it in real life. But we saw her do it for fun in Sister Act.
Okay, that's chapter one.
Mike and Steve. Now it cuts into a whole sketch of us like writing.
Chapter one.
Whoopi Goldberg book. And we have like a whiteboard and we're like writing up all the. Okay, what's chapter one?
Hiding from the police during the filming of Sister Act 3. Pretty good.
That's not how that you could. We could never do it.
Oh,
could we sell a pro? Could we sell? Could
what
we
are we supposed to do with all this paper?
Could we sell a product where we take a book that exists and write our version of
it? What we think.
What we think.
Tell us what the book is, and we'll write what we think it's about.
Yeah.
300 pages.
And then we sell that as like a book we wrote together. Yeah. That like a full 200-page book.
Yep. Yeah, we could do that. Kevin, look that up.
Kevin, can you look up if we can do that? Kevin, look up if we can do that.
Kevin, what? I want to know what words you're typing into Google.
He's just typed into Google, can we do that?
Kevin's Google search looks like this.
Can we handwritten and we write. That's what the computer hears when you do that.
Yeah.
That's the other end of the computer.
Can Mike and Steve do a book and we write it and it's somebody else's book?
Can we do a book? And the first response is how to write a book with AI in 2024.
Huh.
What does that mean?
Dude, here's why I don't think AI is going to take over in every instance is because if you knew a book was written by AI, would you have interest in reading the book?
If it was a comedy, I'd be interested to see how it handled comedy.
Right, but so the novelty of it would do the first one.
But after that, yeah, get in there.
And then, like, after that, would you, like, a romance, a book about human being romance? May 29th.
Written by AI.
Written by AI. Would you care about that?
I guess
that?
There could be, there would be like, we'll be right back. Hey, do you
we'll
have
be right back.
Itch?
We gotta fuck each other first.
Hey, go. We gotta fuck each other. Hey, are you? Do you get itchy after running in a running around the sock?
Oh yeah.
Try our powder, and I'll tell you, you'll never sweat in the feet again.
Oh yeah.
Do you get itchy after running around the sock?
Don't run on the sock without our powder. And I'll tell you what it does. It uses microorganisms. It contains microorganisms. And what they'll do is they can eat your foot. They're going to eat your foot.
I'm going to eat your foot.
Sorry, pal. They're going to eat your foot.
Tell them what it's called.
It's out of this world. It's called space powder. Spent my life savings on this. I spent my life savings on this idea. This is all the money I ever had.
Space powder.
Shot at that working out exactly the way you see it in your head. We get any results for can we write somebody else's book?
We should call a lawyer. Do you have a lawyer online?
Yeah, no problem. Dial it up. Give him a ring.
Mike knows a lawyer.
I know one lawyer.
Mike, you know one lawyer?
Yeah, dial it. Give me a dial it. Just put any numbers into your phone.
Okay. Here we go. Mayor!
Wait. What? We didn't want to call the mayor, dude.
No, every time the mayor calls, it's a gift.
Well, I got a new gig as a... I'm working as a lawyer.
Oh.
But I still go by my name, the mayor.
Mayor, can I ask
you... That's like how John Mayer isn't really a mayor.
Or Judge Reinhold's not really a judge.
I'm not really a judge, but
what's happening over there, Mayor?
Give me a second, I guess open the back room. You're gonna want to put some lights on.
Oh my god, what's happening over there?
Give me a second, I got a hot pocket.
Mayor! Mayor, please, I have to ask you a question!
Give me a second, I'll pick up some
Mayor, sleep. Wait, please! Mayor, can we write a book? Can we write someone else's book? Please, Mayor. Can we write someone else's book? Can we write someone else's book? Can we write someone else's book?
He got another
call. Yeah, yeah.
He got another call right there at the last minute. Dude, can I say this about real world stuff?
Yeah, man.
So by the time this comes out, Netflix as a joke fest will be over. The surrounded show that was part of the fest was great success. Thank you. If you're
big
a fan
success.
Of Dynamic Banter that came out to the Bourbon Room to see that show. It was fucking awesome. Zoya took great pictures you could see on the internet. And really had a great time. And I will say that I've been at the Comedy Store pretty much every night, and it's been wacky go nuts. It's like
really?
Pre-pandemic Comedy Store. You can't even move out there on the patio. And I've seen more famous people in the last 2 weeks than I've ever seen in my life.
Is that fun? It's fun.
It's fun to see people that you've only heard about, heard the general populace
right.
talking to or about. I hung out with Super Bowl quarterback Drew Bledsoe.
Whoa.
Who was just a treat. Just a real treat of a person.
Was that because they were getting ready for the roast?
Yeah, it was right after the roast.
Oh.
Everybody came to the Comedy Store.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that was fucking awesome. Really, every big comedian, excuse me. Every big comedian you could possibly think of. Dave Chappelle, Andrew Schultz, Shane Gillis. They're all just in the basement of the Comedy Store. They got them locked up. And they're in the freezer keeping them fresh for their next special. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, Post Malone showed up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's really really just a wacky time.
I like Netflix as a joke festival. It feels like the all the comedians really want to be a part of it and like want to do something.
Yeah.
I like that.
It is a big old billboard for the tech company of Netflix.
Right. But I love that it's recognizing the comedy scene in a way that...
really giving Jerry Seinfeld some more money.
Yeah, he needs it.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was that?
The bullshit detector.
Is someone at the door? The bullshit detector.
We just got one of these.
Hold on, let's find out. We weren't sure. Is this the bullshit working. Detector?
So that does that mean it is or it isn't? We got to return this thing. No, we have.
Oh, that's
to.
Bullshit. It thinks.
No, it's bullshit. No, don't return me.
I want to see more stuff. It's still going on, right? I mean, I know by the time this is out, it'll be done.
Yeah, it'll be going on until the 11th. It's already a month and a half past.
That's crazy.
Today.
That's crazy.
Sunday is the last day.
Dude, can I tell you that it has been a little hard to adapt to this new schedule? Just a little bit. I'll get the hang of it. It's fine. Like, I don't want anything to change again because I'm just, like, starting to get used to it. But one thing that I'm finding about us doing, like, episode in advance before the week that it goes up is that we don't even know if people like this thing. We did a whole episode where we loved it.
Yeah.
But there's a world where people are like, that thing should never come back. And I love that it doesn't matter because we'll still fuck with it anyway.
I think we're kind of shaving off people with every episode. I think we shave off 5 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because the summer's coming. And our show will be able to fit into a bikini.
Yeah, dude. This is our... We're gearing up for our summer audience. This is our beach audience.
Our summer audience goes... They shed the pounds.
Yeah.
They go do real world shit.
Yeah.
Then they fatten up in the winter.
Yeah, they'll be back in the winter.
They'll be back.
And this thing will also be here because we love this thing. Dude, I really think that there is, I believe in the, if you're having fun, it gives other people permission to have fun. Yeah. I always want to, even if I don't agree with the thing, I want to listen to a podcast where people are like, super excited about what they're talking about, the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And I know that audibly it might be absolutely terrible nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We like it.
But it's okay because like, and for me, it's not that it would change anything to be like, which I always love. But see, that makes us laugh.
Yeah.
It makes us laugh thinking of making an insane amount of strange sounds.
Somebody driving
and someone's
a word.
Listening to it on the plane or something.
Or somebody like sound asleep with a little smile on their face. Right. And it just goes from like calm talking to like insane dial-up internet sounds. Like, I like that. I like whatever that is. What's that?
Ooh, that feels like I can feel that in my bones.
Yeah.
If you need help shitting, if you want shit to come out of your ears, this is the sound.
Dude, I'm about to come. Oh, you
like that? I like. Somebody turned on a television in another room.
That does sound like someone turned on a television. Oh, I'm pooping.
This one. That's nice. Can you turn that one up?
You this one? Even louder. Get it.
Yeah.
This is the sound. If you ever wondered what it sounded like inside your fridge, this is what your oranges hear.
Inside the neon light. Oh, there goes Carl. That neon's red hot, and we tell them whenever they come into town.
It is the neon light outside the convenience store. What the light sees. The line sees people putting Cheez-Its in their pocket and walking out the front door of the liquor store, getting scratch off lottery tickets. Lottery tickets. Scratch off lottery ticket, scratch off lottery ticket. Have you ever wondered what the neon light says outside the liquor store? Some people go and they buy a lot of incense from the liquor store. Scratch off lottery incense. Scratch off lottery incense, they buy a lot of 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 incense. They buy a lot of incense from the liquor store.
It's a Broadway play about the light outside the fucking. That's a lot of fun. Who is that for example? That kills aliens?
I think that, you know, the thing is.
Dude, during that whole montage of like people shooting our podcast at aliens, that is what's playing.
That's people getting electrocuted.
Get fucking down!
Get fucking down! Get fucking down!
Holy shit, I'd watch that movie.
Especially if it had that kind of sound design.
Alright.
This is the
17th.
Yeah,
huh?
You got two boys.
Okay, it's time for some ads. Here we go.
I forgot that we do ads on this show.
Gather up your dads. It's time for some ads. Ooh, I'm feeling like I needed to shave this morning.
You're feeling that right now?
I felt like I needed to shave this morning.
Right now you're feeling
I'm feeling like I needed it. I am currently right now feeling like I needed it.
Our special guest today is Bill and Ted.
I hadn't shaved for a few days.
Yeah.
And I've got my hairy stuff in the bathroom, and I'm not using it as much as I should be using it because it is good stuff. The
when
cream
you say,
that you put on the on your face, yeah. The shaving creams, the lotions,
the razor with the weighted handle.
Yes. That weighted handle is so nice. I love it. It feels like I got this nice piece of machinery in my hand that just shaves me like no other razor. And it feels nice all over my face. And I'll tell you, life can be ridiculous, as you know, because of things that happen that maybe you don't have control over.
For example, those are three examples.
Those are three examples. But you know what's not funny is getting ripped off, and Harry's agrees. They saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better and be better, and we thank them for it. I thank you, Harry's, from the bottom of my beard. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands. We're talking exceptional products, honest prices. Hey, that's Harry's. It's like having an uncle with good stuff. Getting ripped off ain't funny. So switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. Guys, I use this stuff. Mike uses this stuff. It's good stuff. Go to harrys.com/banter for the $3 trial set and try it yourself. Thanks, Harry. It's
good. One more time, Kevin. Okay.
Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful service. I visit a lot of Squarespace websites. I have visited them in my day.
You're moving it.
Oh shit, we triggered the...
Cut it.
We walked out of the shop with the clothing tag still on.
Man, what a... Dude, that was the first time I remember being mortified as a child.
I'm a crook!
I'm never gonna see my parents again!
Now I'm like the dog in the Cookie Crisp commercial! I'm going to jail!
Dude, that's what you think jail is as a kid?
I can't have a criminal record! They'll fuck me up in prison.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate truth.
I'm clean. I'm a clean boy.
Dynamic banter.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Guys, Squarespace, what a site, what a service, a place where you can set up your own website, sell your wares, share your photographs, your art, start a message board. Maybe it's for your community. Maybe it's for your family. You can do whatever you want, but the professionalism of a website is in your hands with Squarespace. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website. He made that site using Squarespace. Mike, tell us about it.
I made it with my bare hands and using Squarespace. I went into Squarespace with my bare hands and I constructed that website from the bottom down.
What does that sound like?
Like this. This is me changing the dates, my stand-up dates on my website.
It's that easy, huh?
Yeah. I'm almost done. Oh. Cleveland. Brooklyn. Done.
Wow. That easy, huh? Guys, the future is now. If you want to start your own website, you got to start with Squarespace. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the squarespace.com/banter address to save 10% off your first purchase of the website or domain. You go to squarespace.com for the free trial. Try it out. Maybe you'll like it. And if you do, go to squarespace.com/banter help the show out, and get a 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain on us. Love that.
And here's something on the side.
Here's a little something on the side for you.
The girlfriend in the corner of the car. Steve got trapped in his debit card.
Oh, shit!
Steve's stuck in an ATM. Because his spirit is inside a debit card.
Kevin!
Quick, put in your code, Kevin!
Talk about the Muppets! Talk about the Muppets! Tell me about the Muppets! Tell me about the Muppets! Kermit the Frog!
I'm back.
That was a close one. That was a close one.
Everyone has that one thing that brings them back when they get almost sucked into the void. And if you think about something in the real world, not the digital one that you love, like for me, it's the Muppets.
It's Muppets.
When I think about I think about Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
It brings me right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big Bird. When I think about Big Bird, I'm back.
Big Bird pulls you out of the void with his little arms.
What's it? What is it for you? What do you? What is it? Boobs?
Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boobs! And then you come back.
Yeah. Boobs or show me like a butt.
Boobs weren't made on the internet.
No. God made boobs. And that's why boobs is good. Boobs are my favorite two things. Top two things, boobs. Top two things. Let's open her up. Boobs.
Oh, hey.
Shit. Fuck, somebody show me your For You page.
All right, that's it, right?
Break a break a brand. Break a break a brand.
Thank you for the ads. Those were really good ones. All right, should we do some History Roast?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Pick it, burger. There's a lot.
Whoa, something's ready.
My cookie.
Oh.
Mayor. Mayor. Mayor, did you know the new Planet of the Apes movie is out this week?
I heard something about that. What did you tell me about? Are you excited to see it?
I am. I was wondering if you wanted to come see it, actually.
What do you feel like doing?
We're seeing it tomorrow night. Is that...
I can't go tomorrow night. I'm eating all the pussy party. Give me one second.
Okay. You know... The mayor, he's a busy guy.
You gotta call the schedule. You gotta call the secretary months in advance to hang out with the mayor.
The thing is I know he's busy, but you know that he likes to be asked.
Did you hear his new slogan? The one that's on all the new re-election.
What is it? I like to be asked.
Call him up.
Okay. You think he'll answer? You said he's kind of,
he might not answer tomorrow.
Let's find out. The mayor. Hey, man. Mayor, it's Steve from Dynamic Banter.
I told you I can't see the movie this weekend, Steve.
Mike's here, too.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Is that me that pardon?
Mike, I forgot what we were asking him. What were you asking him?
We wanted to ask you about your new campaign slogan
new
for re-election.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, new campaign for you. Well, you gotta say that. I'm not gonna get re-elected.
What?
He said... What did you say again, Mayor? Okay, we wait. He's on the phone.
This is worth waiting for. Right? This is Mayor?
Fuck. Kev, can we get through to the mayor, please?
We just gotta get one.
Gotta try it.
Do you have a secretary?
Wait, maybe that's him. Mayor, what's your new campaign slogan?
Oh, it's filling potholes and eating pussy since 1986.
Yeah. Pretty good slam hand.
Whoa, that's my slam hand.
She's more like champagne slogan. All right, let's bring it down a little bit. Let's. How about this?
This is the part for everyone's girlfriend.
This is for the girlfriends. because, you know, we can have fun. We can have fun.
Tell your girlfriend to listen to minute 51 of this.
That's right.
How can we make this show more appealing to girlfriends by the from now until the end of the show?
I think this music helps.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say that your boyfriend brought you specifically to this podcast.
No.
Maybe you've had an experience in the past where you don't like it, but we completely changed our way.
That's right. And I'd also like to say that, you know.
And on top of that, I want to say you look absolutely beautiful today, and I love your new haircut.
I also want you to know not to worry about that ominous sound that you might hear, and what it actually is, for the sake of communication and the sake of clarity, is the void trying to break into this box. That's that right. We've created for girlfriends to have a nice time.
This is the girlfriend, but this is your girlfriend's box.
It wants in, though. That void wants in because it wants to make sounds.
Luckily, we got a detector that tells us when we're under control, and right now, our detector is telling us we're completely under control. Uh-oh.
Yeah! We fucking got ya!
And now this is a brand new segment called How to Deal with Getting Broken Up With. You've just been broken up with. And that sucks, and it's our fault, and we're sorry.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
No, there is something we could have done about it.
Okay.
But now that it's done, we're out.
Mike, someone named Aiden says, historic nuptials.
Having a memory of a wedding you had a good time at.
Hey, come here, Ovid.
Wedding.
To that wedding. That's a good wedding.
You
line.
Come to the cigar rolling station.
You come
station
to this
often.
Wedding often.
What's this, cannoli cake?
Hello, boys. I have a special request if you'll indulge me.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend and a fan of the show is getting married in a few weeks.
Whoa.
I would love it. You too could wish him the best in his married life.
Yeah.
And give him a tip or two.
Absolutely.
On how to not screw up.
Yeah. Well, I will say, just keep this in the back of your mind the whole time. If you do get divorced, you can't get into heaven.
That's right. So if you're thinking about going to heaven, you better lock it down and lock it up, Buster.
Lock
and
it
by
down.
It, I mean your penis.
Yeah, lock your penis down after you get married. Don't ever have sex or else there's no way you're going to heaven.
You can only have sex with the person you married and maybe one other person.
And that one other person can also be substituted for a fleshlight. Yeah. Or the couch. Let me think. I was just thinking.
Okay, what'd you get out of that?
I don't remember what I was thinking about.
Well, this guy says he doesn't want to put his phone number because he doesn't need to talk to us. Oh, this guy doesn't need to talk to us. He's nice, but come on, he's getting married. He doesn't need any more excitement.
He's probably
in his
busy,
life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, he already met Mike in Vancouver last year. His name is Tyler.
Awesome.
Well, good Tyler, again, yeah, Tyler. Take care of yourself. Put your wife's needs before yours. And
at all times, no matter what.
At all times, no matter what.
Even if you're bleeding out.
Yeah. If you're bleeding out, check on your wife.
Happy wife.
Happy life.
Happy life.
And also, don't be discouraged if it ends suddenly.
Yeah. Don't freak out if she's suddenly dating Kevin. Because he does have his eye on her. He looks out
face.
Of his window. Kevin's like, Kevin's in Vancouver.
And he has no binoculars. He's just doing this in his hands.
Kevin's outside your window and he's got his hand eyes on your wife.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah. Good luck.
That was really nice, Tyler. Good job.
Is it Tyler or Tyler's friend?
Tyler is the wedding man. Aiden. Thank you, Aiden. Tyler's the wedding man.
Thank you, little
Tyler is
banana.
Banana. Was it bananas? Bananas was our favorite movie monkey.
It was our favorite movie
and
monkey.
And Bananas
God
goes
rest his soul.
Bonkers.
Is
Banana goes
went bonkers.
Banana goes bonkers.
Was the movie, yeah.
That's the movie that got him shot. Can we take a moment to remember Bananas? My favorite monkey.
Dicks out for Bananas.
Please, 1 minute for my favorite monkey, Bananas. Let's get to a clip. Sorry, I just get real choked up when I think about Bananas. Oh, gone too soon. But those guys can rip your face off, and we know that.
I thought he was AI till he killed that kid. Can I ask you a question? Just a small question about day-to-day life.
Yes.
That I meant to ask you before the show started.
Sure, man. What's up?
You ever, like, you walk downstairs and temporarily forget how to walk downstairs?
Yes.
And you're in the middle of the staircase. You're like, fuck, what do I do?
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, is the next foot or is it this one?
Good. Well, that's relatable.
Also,
you ever do that?
Can I tell you something that I've never said before to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share it with our 2,000 listeners. And you.
Yeah.
And Kevin. And I don't know, maybe I'm not the only one. Maybe there's more of us out there.
This is you at the end of the movie. Your big inspirational speech.
Let me look around. Yeah, there's shots of me like kind of just looking inquisitively like at 50% opacity over like a sunset and like the ocean.
Maybe I'm not the only one.
It feels this way. Maybe it only happens in the movies. And I shouldn't be self-conscious about it. But for me, when I'm walking down the stairs, I always look down at the stairs. Every single step. I've never just confidently walked downstairs.
You're always looking
out. I always
out.
Look down at the steps to make sure I'm stepping on each step correctly.
Yeah, that's an important lesson. Even if you're always looking out towards the future and up towards life outside where life is happening, the sun and the beauty of nature, also look down at the steps.
Because I don't do it. I don't look. I can't trust myself.
Yeah.
To be able to walk down the stairs without looking down. Kevin, is this, do you?
Most of the time, but not all the time.
But you have just like focused forward while you're going downstairs.
If it's stairs I know very well.
Not me. I'm never, even stairs I know well.
I know these stairs. You ever walk downstairs and you're like,
I know the stairs and I trust them, but I don't trust myself.
I don't like narrow stairs. I'll say that. I don't like stairs that don't have a lot of width to them.
Yeah, same.
Anyway, that was my thing about stairs.
I also don't like spiral stairs.
Yeah, spiral stairs are way more of an activity than a convenience.
And maybe more of a novelty more than anything. Like, I don't need it to spiral up.
All spiral stairs should be replaced by fireman pole. Is what I think.
Piss cups. Piss cups. Paul. Wow. There. I don't think I've read a more Italian name.
Capital D, lowercase I.
Di Giovanni. Paul Di Giovanni.
Not dissimilar to my favorite comedian, Deborah Di Giovanni.
Di Giovanni.
Funniest human being on the planet.
Hey there, my beautiful horn honking boys.
That one got me good.
I've been watching you fellas since I was in high school when my friend Matt Bianco. Oh, Matt Bianco, are you kidding me? This kid's never on time.
Matt Bianco, Di Giovanni.
Matt Bianco, I bet he didn't get his parents to sign that permission slip to call that door to the milk department.
9/11, don't ever forget about.
I lost my best friend, Joey DiMarco. Well, that guy could play cards. I never, he could have been a millionaire because he could play cards.
He played cards like nobody I've never seen before in my whole life.
Oh, God.
Dude, oh, Kevin's voice is like one of those frogs they have documentaries about. Like, this frog has only been seen by a human camera twice.
Wow.
A lot of noises in this episode. Yeah, it's heavy. Dude, I wonder what the ratio of noises to words was.
This one has been rough. Okay.
And this one had the girlfriend boxer. Yeah.
I've been watching you fellas since high school. My friend Matt Bianco didn't read his showed me your first best of compilation.
We have a best of compilation?
Sure. I'm now about to graduate from Wichita State University. Hey, how about that? Hey. And throughout all my schooling, I've listened to this fucking ridiculous podcast laughing all the way.
Awesome, thank you.
I was revisiting the piss debate episodes, particularly the John Ryan episode. And remembered that I too have a wonderful piss-filled story for you. It's been a minute since we've had a piss story road.
And a John Ryan fable story episode. You know, John Ryan started waterfalls by pissing off a rock?
Whoa. That's how we have waterfalls?
God created John Ryan to piss down rocks and create waterfalls.
I heard the mountains were just him kicking the ground.
Just local, John Ryan.
Local kids being interviewed about John Ryan.
I heard mountains were John Ryan kicking the ground. Ground.
He saved my dad. He saved my dad. One day, there was a big hurricane. My dad is getting swept up in the hurricane. He had nothing to grab onto. And guess what? John Ryan plucked my dad right out of the hurricane. He set him back down on the ground.
One time my Great Dane was stuck up a tree and she was so high John Ryan came rip the tree out of the ground, swung around. My Great Dane landed a state over.
Yeah, John Ryan helped save my dad, but he couldn't save my mom.
John Ryan, I wish John Ryan invented chemotherapy so he helped save my mom.
Wish John Ryan had gotten his prostate checked before they found that room. He could have had it twice. Could have had it taken care of.
And that's a great reminder to get your prostate checked.
When my brothers and I'm a triplet!
That's right. We've said 15 words this time.
There's triplets! We were wee young lads. We sometimes
there they go.
We sometimes spent the night at my grandparents' place so my parents could have a night to themselves.
To fuck.
And get a break from the tiring task of watching three chaotic brothers.
Without fucking.
This particular night, we were sleeping on the couches in the living room.
Just got to the couch.
My grandparents had an extremely old house built in the early 1900s. So it was abundant with creaky floors and other old house sounds.
Creaky floors was my favorite 1930s baseball pitcher.
The house never gave me the spooks, but this night in particular, I was pretty spooked. At one point during our attempt to sleep, I really had to pee.
Dude, somebody driving and just be like, nah, not anymore. Nah.
Like my bladder was about to explode. I had to go so bad. I walked on the creaky floors to the ground level bathroom. And I was greeted by what seemed like hundreds of daddy long legs on the floor.
What the fuck?
And the toilet.
What the fuck? Nor.
Being a 10-year-old boy, I was not particularly thrilled by this discovery. I ran out and ventured up the stairs to the upstairs bathroom.
Where I found even more daddy long leg spiders.
These were mommy long legs. They're scarier. They've got poison in their fangs.
And they talk your ear off.
They'll really talk your ear off.
And these spiders can't stop shopping.
They'll make you carry all the goddamn grocery bags into the house.
Imagine a little spider carrying 1,000 grocery bags.
Can you help, dear? You got 90 legs, ma'am. Up to the upstairs bathroom. When I got halfway up the stairs, I looked into the dark room at the top of the stairs and saw two ghostly figures standing in the middle of the room. It looked like the outline of the Grim Reaper and another ghoulish entity. What the fuck? I nearly pissed and shit myself, like my nether region was taking a screenshot. What? I darted down the wooden stairs, scared shitless, still full of piss. This is like the script to one of the Friday the 13th movies. Yep. The character was still full of piss. I ended up being so desperate to urinate that I grabbed two cups from the kitchen, set them on the ground in the living room, and pissed in them right there in the darkness. I ended up filling them to the brim and completely walked to the kitchen to pour... Oh, sorry. Carefully walked to the kitchen to pour them down the sink. The kitchen sink? I washed the cups haphazardly. It's haphazardly. It's one word, I think.
That's a good question, actually.
It's one word.
Is haphazardly one word, or is it haphazardly?
No,
haphazard.
It's
haphazard.
Yeah.
It's with pH.
pH balance for a woman.
With soap, and thought that that was the end of it. The next morning, my grandparents walked into the living room and asked, "Why the hell does it smell like pee?"
Dude, that's a gross thing to do, man. Sorry.
I realized during my haste to piss that I must have missed the cups a little and got some good old-fashioned pee on the carpet.
On carpet.
I ended up blaming it on their Boston Terrier, and they did not question the piss again.
They did kick the dog in the face.
Thanks for reading this pissy pee piss of a story, and thank you for your amazing show that has brought me and my friends endless laughs.
This endless laugh.
But I kind of get it. I kind of get the part that's like, scary shit. The daddy long legs thing is like,
terrifying.
I bet you're probably imagining it a little crazier than it actually was. There was two or three.
Yeah.
But still, I get that. I'd be like, fuck that. I'm going to a different bathroom. And if I was going to the different bathroom
and there happened to be the Grim Reaper,
like fucking ghost figure. Yeah. Like some kind of scary silhouette or something. I don't know. Maybe I'd go outside.
Like, so he was like, at least there will be no ghosts in the kitchen. No one's ever died in the kitchen.
He just took the cups from the kitchen and then brought them into the living room to piss in the living room.
He brought cups from the kitchen to piss in the living room.
To piss in the living room.
Why piss outside of the kitchen and then bring the piss back to the kitchen?
Right. Which would just create more sounds.
Yeah, why didn't he piss in the kitchen?
Kevin. Yeah. Why don't you call this asshole and ask him why he didn't piss in the kitchen?
Does he leave his number?
No.
Fuck. All the people.
Paul DiGiovanni.
Yeah. Don't call my number. It's a click call. Click call for Paul DiGiovanni.
Paul DiGiovanni.
Paul, I don't know about your decision-making process. Tough.
All right. Let's do one more.
We should call Nick and ask.
Let's call Nick.
What Paul was thinking.
Email about Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is it? Oh, Nick Hamilton News. Yeah. Wade Wilson. Isn't that Deadpool?
Yeah.
Nick Hamilton News, everybody. Nick Hamilton News.
Good job,
guys,
Nick.
We got news. We got Nick Hamilton News.
We got Nick Hamilton News, and we'll give them out.
Guys, we got Nick Hamilton's nudes.
Let's cut to the tip.
Let's cut to a tip. really looked like you pressed it. No, he didn't.
No, I said it did.
Shit!
He hates it.
Now the ghost can go inside. Like, and even the people who like this. Today?
The real screamy one. Yeah, well, I'll fix it in post. It won't be that bad.
This is fine. Are you trying to get it to a bad place?
No, I'm trying to get it to a good place.
Oh, good place. It needs to be less, like, dynamic.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.